Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family.
Welcome home, man.
It's your mom and dad, bro. And today we are truly only bringing hot energy.
Hot energy only.
To the studio. It is hot energy only because yes. We are in our Sam N cosplay. If you are not watching the YouTube, we have our leather jackets, okay? Because we are bad bitches. We are giving correct. Hot energy. We are giving Jen's husband. We are giving icon behavior only. Okay, listen
which
up.
Which is really, it's a cosplay of a cosplay. It's an interstellar level cosplay.
It's like Sam N either is so jealous of Zach Shallcross during his season with the Bad Bitch Energy episode where Zach Shallcross famously gave us the leather jacket moment where he was going to give all the other women leather jackets, which actually didn't happen, but we created this in our minds. Or he wants to be his new best friend, you know, connect over social media. But whatever it is.
What? Okay, hold on.
I live. And people were talking about how they found Sam N to be annoying. And I say he was giving us icon behavior.
Listen, the first thing I want to say is, what is it about a guy and a leather jacket?
I really don't know, Evan.
It really is a weird thing where it's like, if you're not used to wearing leather jackets.
Yeah.
When a guy puts on a leather jacket, it's literally like their personality changes and they think they are a biker with a gang. Like, it's literally like, you can't mess with me as long as I have this leather jacket.
Hot energy.
And let me tell you something about a leather jacket. They can either look great or be so awkward. Uh-huh. And a leather jacket is truly something that can wear you.
It really can. I love a leather. I live for leather.
Exactly.
You know, we love a leather jacket, but we discussed this on Zach's season, I believe, where we were talking about the leather can really wear you. Now, what I want to know is if Sam N brought said leather jacket in his bags with him and he was like, I'm gonna bust this out when I'm ready to get that first smooch from Jen and declare myself Jen's husband. Like, this is the moment where we move into that to that area of our relationship. Or if producers were like, you know what you need after that absolute rugby victory with that trophy? You need, and then they open the golden case with the leather jacket.
Well, there's no question that he did not bring the leather jacket because this.
Okay.
When you own a leather jacket and you wear it regularly, it's like a pair of leather shoes. It starts to look more worn.
But perhaps he bought the leather jacket for this simple occasion.
Okay, then if he bought it for whatever, it's the same type of thing, which is that leather jacket was clean. Like, not a wrinkle in the leather at all, which means it was a first take. It was a move. Okay, so can I explain what I think happened?
Can I just make this note? We do have to remember who we're discussing. Sam N gives me pristine energy. He gives me everything's folded perfectly. I mean, the man curls his eyelashes. Like, everything is perfect, okay?
Yes.
So he gives me the type of guy who buys a leather jacket and then buys specific leather cleaning scrubbing materials.
That's true. To keep it clean.
Keep it absolutely clean.
It's like his classic car.
Like, you know, his closet is just, it's absolutely clean, steamed. Their steamer is just pulsating.
Yeah, like
in
when
his
he on
constantly.
Amazon bought the leather jacket, he also bought the cleaning products to 100% go with it.
And some sort of leather steamer that I'm unaware of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
So what I think is going on with him is that he came in and he goes, I'm going to be husband material.
Yes.
Jen is going to be very interested and turned on by this idea that I'm saving myself for her.
Yes.
Conceptually.
For love. Yes, yes.
So it's like, I'm a love virgin. I've, you know, and she is going
to. No relationship.
She is going to feel that she is special because of that.
Correct.
It didn't go to plan. Okay. No. So she didn't bite on the like, wow, this man is so pure for me and so considerate of my feelings that he saved his entire love life for me in this moment.
Yes.
So
yes.
He goes in going, I'm going to be a good guy. It doesn't get the reaction. He then gets access to a phone. Okay. He snuck it in.
Okay.
And it's only to go on Instagram to look at alpha male content. He then, after a couple weeks of not getting any success with her, sees a couple motivational videos with some guy who's jacked being like, you think,
get the fuck off.
You think women like a nice guy? They don't. They crave a bad boy. They crave when you walk up to a girl and say, this is what you're going to do and this is your life and I'm taking control. Women love that. And he goes, you know what? They do love that. He goes, order me a leather. He goes right up to the producers and says, I need a leather jacket stat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the most alpha.
Overnight shipping.
Overnight shipping with the leather products. I'm going to be the most alpha badass in the room. And I ain't taking no for an answer. So then he just kind of goes into that day with main character energy.
Yes.
You know, it's fake alpha. So it's falfa energy.
It's always a falfa energy.
It's a falfa energy. And so his thing is like, he's cosplaying this guy on Instagram that he's seen.
Yes.
And so it just, and so then therefore, obviously very not honest and coming from a place that he's normally in. So it gets out of control quick.
Yes.
So he's not able to kind of find the nice balance of like, how do I adapt myself into this? He just goes, I'm a new guy.
And he goes all in. So then not only is he being Jen's husband, Falfa energy, he's also interacting with the men like that. And he's got his trophy and he's walking ahead quickly. Like the moment where he was rushing ahead of everyone was one of my most favorite parts of the episode.
Well, because he watched a video that said alphas walk in the room first. And everyone will look at you and go, so it's giving a more alpha version of the golden fedora. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of like, instead of getting like a mystery type teacher.
Yes.
You know, he's got the guy that's like a bodybuilder and goes, you walk in the room, you command the room. The room is yours to take. So he's got all these kind of checklists and things. Well, how do I walk into a room? How do I play the game? How do I talk to her?
This makes sense because, you know, from what happened last episode into this episode was absolutely wild, which is why I call it truly iconic behavior on television, because we had last episode where there was the stripping date and he felt uncomfortable, which, you know, we totally see and hear. But then he decided to go out and declare his love. After this, he goes and apologizes to the men, kind of runs in and is like, sorry, 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 sorry. When no one was even really asking for an apology, even though they were annoyed for no reason.
Yes.
But he then apologizes. It was like he went to bed that night and he goes, I'm not that fucking guy.
Exactly.
I can't be that guy anymore. And he showed up the next day different.
Yes.
He showed up the next day after watching all the Instagram content you were talking about, different.
And most people make these decisions when they like go to college.
Just tackling everybody. I'm bad bitch. He was, and like he said, he was manifesting. He was on his, you're right. Because all those guys manifest on Instagram too, the fake alpha dudes, it's like, you know, we live for a manifest, but this is a different type of manifest. Yes. We're talking constant manifest energy, hot energy, bad bitch energy. I will be her husband energy. We will become intimate and that's going to change the game energy.
And one thing he forgot is generally people make radical, you know, fake changes in new groups of people that they can convince they are not the old person they were.
Right, so it's like, I'm going, not people they were with 6 hours before.
So like, usually it's like, I'm going to college. I'm going to be a different, I'm going to try on this new personality. Yeah. I got a new job. I'm
going to
try this new thing.
I got a new job, new jacket.
Yeah. Instead, he just wakes up the next day and it's a little bit like walking downstairs and your mom's downstairs and you're like, Mom, make me a sandwich. And she's like, excuse me. And you're like, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'll go to work now. Like, that's kind of what happened. The guys were like, dude, he is an emotional basket case. He's all over the place. Like, yesterday he's crying about the fact that he's like scared. And that today he's like looking at all of us being
step
like, you're
aside.
Mere babies in my plot to take over the world. Like, it's very funny.
But you tell me that that's not iconic behavior.
But one thing I will say.
Yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
I was seeing so many people online being like, couldn't stand him. And listen, do I hear you that yes, was he the cringe lord 5000? Yes, was he being obnoxious to the men? But you know what? I thought it was legendary. It gave me legendary TV, and I want more Sam N, and I'm actually devastated that he's gone, because I mostly don't like 99% of these guys on this season anyway. So, like, give me someone that tickles my fancy, like Sam N, at least for a little while.
But the one thing I will say, that there's nothing more epic of a hero's arc. This is, you know what this is like? This is literally like Superman comes down to Earth and gets killed immediately. And they're like, movie over. Movie was 7 seconds long. Like, he literally woke up as Iron Man within minutes. Like, his whole personality changes. He's like, the CEO is not a position in a company. No, it's a mindset. You're a CEO before you're a CEO. He comes out of nowhere and then immediately is fired from the job and is like on the job market trying to like submit resumes. Oh. Like, she cut him down so fast. Oh, it was my God. Hilarious.
When he had his epic ask for a kiss moment. Sam N, we're gonna miss you.
Wait, listen, it was an iconic
everything
episode.
About you. You came into the season curling the lashes. You came in big energy. Yes, did you have a fumble during the Thunder Down Under date?
Yes.
For sure, but you rose up again, and we say resurrect the leather jacket, bring the leather jacket to the beach. I want to see that leather on the sand. I want a leather jacket. I want leather swim trunks.
Yes.
I want leather everything.
Yeah, because he keeps topping himself. Thinking
yeah,
more.
Leather
I think,
hat.
I think the issue is more leather.
Yeah, like, more leather.
I think
leather.
That's what he's thinking to his mind, was like, I didn't wear enough leather. That was why she turned me down.
So Sam, bring us, come to the beach and bring us more leather. We miss you already.
I've never seen leather swim trunks, but I'd love to see them. Leather socks,
Sam,
maybe?
Sam would look gorgeous in some leather socks, swim trunks, gloves, fedora, leather jacket, shirt, leggings, the whole
iconic
nine.
Well, we really appreciate you making that insane choice that,
we love you
that
and we
basically
miss you.
Ended you, but you know, it was an iconic TV
but we
moment.
Love you and
yes
miss you.
Yeah, we love you.
Okay, let's get into
this. Yeah, please.
There
there's
was
no
too
time.
Much drama in this episode. There this season is so packed. I know I said it last episode, we're not missing.
No,
there's not. I mean, again, don't like the guys. Okay, 99% of them.
It's not looking great.
It doesn't look great. Don't even like some of the guys that I feel like I'm supposed to be liking.
Yes.
I like a Grant, and then a few of the guys that we've barely seen, like John M. seems nice.
Yeah.
We've seen Dylan a little bit. He seems, but other than that,
they're definitely not showing the good guys. They're like, no, you know what? We're going to save you for later. Let's focus on the train wrecks.
I'm living for the drama because the drama is giving
this
season.
It's a really
season.
Good season for
it's
that
It's giving
reason.
Hot energy this season, honey. But before we officially dive in, let's take a quick pause. Family, summer is wrapping up, and if you have kiddos, you know that means school is all on our minds. I cannot believe that it's already here, but yes, Ember starts school in like a week. It's wild. And speaking of schools, I am so excited to tell you all about this next partner, because it's something that Evan and I really didn't even know that this was an option for Ember for our family's future, and I think it is incredible. I am talking about K-12 powered schools. As a parent, you want to empower your child to succeed now and in the future. K-12 powered schools can help your child reach their full potential and give you the support you need to get them there. I am so excited about this. You need to check this out, families. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade, designed with an engaging curriculum that supports individual learning styles.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's actually wild. We didn't know this was really an option.
Yes.
And the more we learned about K-12 powered schools, the more we learned how incredible the option really is. K-12 powered schools have state certified teachers specially trained in teaching online. They utilize hands-on innovative technology to make learning interactive. K-12 powered schools even offer special opportunities, extracurricular activities, and in-person events. They have more than 20 years experience helping students gain the skills they need to thrive in the future.
One of the things that I really love about K-12 powered schools so much is that with K-12, learning is personalized and provides the flexibility that your family needs. I feel really passionately about this because, listen, all kids are different and all families are different, and K-12 powered schools provide that option. Like, for a family who's off the grid or traveling constantly, or for a child who learns in a specific way and feels better at home. For so many reasons, K-12 powered schools are an incredible option. When school can be anywhere there's internet access, they can learn at their own pace in their own place. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12 and empower your student to reach their full potential now. Go to k12.com/momdad today to learn more and find a tuition-free K-12 powered school near you. That's the letter K, the number 12.com/momdad, K12.com/momdad. Okay, should we just dive straight in?
Yes, please.
Let's just get into this episode. All right, we are now. The group is now in Auckland, New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I am so very jealous. I mean, they're in Australia.
Definitely a bucket list. Those two places are bucket list.
Yeah, we haven't been to either of those places, and I really, really want to go to New Zealand. But they're in New Zealand, and the boys are still fighting. Sam M, excuse me, is like, you know, I never think about Devin. I don't even know really who he is, and yet I'm writing poetry about him every single night. I'm like, can you both just give it up and kiss already? Like, stop. Like, just kiss already. You guys just are both so obsessed with
each other.
Just
be best friends. I mean, I think that's like, what it honestly, really is. Like, I think that they would be best friends. And I think it's like a...
Honestly, you might not be wrong.
I think it's one of those things that when you feel like you're occupying a similar space, it's either like you hate each other or are like, we need to go to dinner now and hang out forever and go to the game and chill and go golf. Like, it's one of those things where you're like, I do think that like they could turn a corner and become besties.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where I guess Sam M is probably used to always getting the ladies because of his like movie lines and his looks. And Devin is used to always getting the ladies because of his
charmer.
Banter.
I think if they weren't competing for the same woman, they'd be really close.
They'd probably like be going to the bars together and just be, ugh.
Yeah, straight up. You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
No, I know, but I think you're right. Now it's like it's a realization that I agree with and I hate. But
you
said
just kiss already. And I'm like, I think you're right.
I think, I feel like they.
Be besties.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You guys, let's do therapy on this podcast together.
Yeah.
See if we can bring it together.
I mean, you know what? No, honestly, though, Sam and Devin, they can find another therapist because
that's
I don't
true.
Know if I want to occupy you this don't space think you have with that emotional their therapy.
Okay, got it. Sorry for volunteering.
We see first, I have to say, we see Jesse and Jen eating. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Jesse around this season much at all. And all of a sudden we get a lot of Jesse moments in this episode. We see them eating at a restaurant together and we find out some tea that we have been talking about for years throughout podcast history. We're like, they're not allowed to eat. They never eat during their dates. And we have a moment where Jesse breaks the fourth wall and is like, by the way, it's my fault. And we see video footage of him when he was the bachelor asking questions of the women
like full
and
mouth.
Like, so how what's your relationship like with your family?
It was weird to see that footage because I had never thought about it really. Like, I know we had talked about it here and there, but I had never actually thought about the fact that like when you're at dinner, you go, oh yeah, totally. And you like cover your mouth while you're talking real quick and you kind of have a drink and you're kind of like, it's back and forth. Or how is it? You like it?
Yeah.
You know, even asking how the food is, whatever.
No,
but no one ever does that. And then seeing footage of him eating and talking, it's like, whoa, that would be so blaringly loud.
Yeah. And, you know, I did like it. It felt very real.
It felt very
real. But then also for like our friends and family who, you know, audio wise do not appreciate the sound of chewing. I'm like, what they should do is they should just mute, not the people, but the producers, the editing team should just mute while they eat. And we'd be very confused because they'd be asking questions. We wouldn't hear the question because they'd be chewing. But I kind of love it feels more real.
Well, it feels more like Love Island or something where it's like, it's just more like open cameras versus like, all right, go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Touch the makeup up. Like, it feels a lot more kind of just free flow.
But we found out that it's Jesse's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, Jesse's fault. And so now
crazy.
Future contestants, future leads can look to Jesse Palmer and hate him and blame him when they are so hungry.
Make sure you get a protein bar before your date.
Oh my God. It's like you're in the most beautiful locations in the world and you're not allowed to touch your food.
Yes. But it was a nice little like insight. I was like, appreciated that.
It was a wild breaking of the fourth wall. It doesn't happen often.
I appreciate
on this show.
Them letting that happen.
Me too. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Bachelor. Thank you. But Jesse's beaming.
Yes.
We go from not really seeing him and he looked a little sad to all of a sudden this episode, you know what it is? He's been fed. They fed him and now he's happy.
He's able to be himself. Big eater.
He's beaming and he's been fed.
Yes.
But we find out. So they're, like I said, they're in Auckland and they have a moment where Jen is chatting with the men before she announces that she's having a one-on-one date.
Yes.
And even in that chat, she's like, any bucket list things you guys want to do while you're in New Zealand? And a few of the guys are like, well, I don't want to have to jump off of that tower. And they point to the one in the background. And Jen's like, me neither.
Yes.
I recall that I had to skydive a few days ago, and then they threw a spider on me.
Helicopter.
Yes. I don't like heights.
Heights.
So that's going to be a no for me.
Yes.
Just a little side note moment there. We find out the one-on-one is going to be with Sam M.
Mm-hmm.
He's thrilled. Devin says that, well, Sam has four lines, one of them being just being my authentic self. So he's expecting he's going to bomb this date because he won't be able to converse.
Right.
And before we talk about his date, I do want to say, I agree. I think the only reason that this date didn't absolutely crash and burn conversationally is because the producers hooked up Sam M. We'll talk about the details of it, but with an adrenaline-filled date.
Yes.
I feel similarly about Marcus. We had an adrenaline-filled date with Marcus, which then leads to passion and emotion and connection where you all can talk about that wild experience that you had after and your adrenaline's pulsating. I think if we would have had a very basic date with Sam M where they like went to a market, it would have flopped and Jen would have seen that he has nothing to say and only to smooch.
100% because he never has anything to say.
Never.
His whole thing is like, hey, what's up, baby? Like, that's his whole thing. Hey, so if he can just keep the talking to a minimum.
Bother you, baby girl?
Yeah, you bother me. Like, which is like the weirdest pickup line ever. But like, if you can keep the talking to a minimum where it's action. And then when you only talk, it's post adrenaline. Yeah. You could almost fall in love with someone you don't even like that way.
That's what, well, there you go. That's
you literally could just be like, oh my God, like that was so scary. And you know, it's like, it's the end of the world vibes. It's like, should we make love before the apocalypse? It's kind of, it's giving like that.
And I think that that was done on purpose.
Yes.
Because I think they probably knew that if they had a standard date, Jen would discover, because she's been having some questions about him, Jen would discover that he's a dud 5,000 and he has nothing to say.
Yes.
I just, by the way, had a thought that made me giggle. He's been saying, you bother me.
Yeah.
Like a pickup line. What if he just like really means it? Like he like doesn't like her.
No, I just talk like this. And I said, I just really don't like
you.
But
he's like, I just want to let you know, I don't really care for you at all.
Yeah.
I'm here for fame and glory, but like, truthfully, you bother me.
You bother me, actually. She's like, stop it. You're so crazy.
And he's like, no, actually, I'm
very unattracted to you. Stop. You're so funny. He's like, I've been trying to tell you this whole time.
But because of the way he talks, everyone thinks it's just he's flirty. He's like, no, like, I really don't like you.
No, like, I think your personality's bad. Stop. Yeah, it's, he's deeper into the cosplay. You know what I mean? He's spent a lifetime in the cosplay. That's kind of what it feels
his
like.
His whole life has been trying to emulate someone he saw in a Nicholas Sparks book or movie or whatnot.
Yes.
Like, he's always trying to be that guy. The way he specifically turns his head, the way he cocks his head and looks and smiles. Everything is calculated.
Even when she was talking to all the guys before she called the date, he was like smiling at her like, do we even need to do any of this, or should we just get married now? Like, he was looking at her like the smile, like the, we have something no one else does.
He loves a whisper too. He always leans in and does a whisper, like during the rose ceremony, like, you keep me guessing. Like during the stripper thing, he's like, let's not make this PG or whatever. And then during the dinner portion, when she's like opening up, which again, another moment where I think he didn't have a lot to say.
Yeah.
But she was coming probably off of the adrenaline and really being vulnerable and revealing things about her past. So she was talking, but then his response was like, whisper, you are worthy.
You're worthy.
You're like worthy.
Weird.
Everything is a whisper.
Very like 50 Shades of Grey, 40 Shades of Grey. What is it? What's the movie?
50
Shades of Grey. It's very like, you're worthy of this.
It's like the if you just say it without the whisper, it's a very true statement. You are worthy.
Yeah, but don't,
he wanted to 50 shades it up.
He's like trying to like make it sexy. He's like, your childhood trauma, I accept it. It's like, oh, is that supposed to be like hot? I don't know. Like, if we're talking about something kind of serious here. Yeah, he's insane.
So anywho. You bother me. Sorry, it's so stupid. But now I'm going to think of doing talks.
If you invest regularly, you can have retirement. If you average about 8% a year on the market, you too could retire early.
I need to look up what he does again.
I don't remember. I think he's in construction, like he's contractor or something.
He's always whispering
like
to the wood beams.
Like, those 2x4s aren't going to hold the roof. That's a weight. That's a barrier. That's a barrier loaded beam.
He just touches the beams. Turned me off.
Yeah. Have you installed the AC unit? And the guy's like, what?
You know what this wood reminds me of?
Oh my gosh. He's like, they call me 2x4.
Ew, gross.
They come with a beam.
Stop. That's so gross. Anywho, so Sam gets the one-on-one.
Yeah.
And immediately I noted, as they're going up the elevator even, he's like grabbing at her and just trying to like kind of push her up against a wall and kiss her. Yeah, it upsets me.
Yes.
Okay. Like last episode, it is upsetting to me. But they end up sitting down and they see this person drop from, you know, the top. And then the server, whoever comes over, whoever works there and is like, you have the opportunity to either do the fall, to do the jump, or you could just walk across.
Would you like dessert or fall to your death? You're like,
okay. Interesting. But he's like, you could walk around up top or you could do the fall. And Jen immediately says, we'll take the nice stroll.
Basically,
please,
I don't
want to
do
you.
Any of this, but.
No.
I'll be willing to do
but
the walk.
But if I must, I'll do the walk. And Sam M. immediately, without even a beat, says, no, we would like to jump.
Yeah.
He's like, my fake alpha energy could never allow for us to simply walk. You think I can go back to my home? You think I can go back to my family and let them know that I didn't take that jump? You think that I'm going to go back to my family and let them know that I strolled across the top of this thing? Absolutely not. No, we would like the jump, sir.
As an alpha, you think I could go back to my wolf pack and tell them that I was too afraid to jump? Absolutely not. I think he also thought it was hot. Like, I think he thought like it was,
yes,
like,
it's
it was like
the idea
of going to a restaurant being like, she's not going to order. I'll order for
us. Yes, yes,
it
yes,
was
yes,
like,
yes, yes.
She's not going to have a talk. She's going to be turned on by the fact that I'm taking control.
It was rom-com energy. Like, oh, when I watch the movies, read the books, it's like, no, shh, you're doing this.
Shh. Like put the, like the finger on the mouth.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so hot. She's
We're
like,
going to be jumping.
Yeah.
And she immediately is not happy. That. And she right away says to him, she's like, there are two people here. Like, you cannot make the decision for me. And he says, well, normally I wouldn't, but just FYI, in 50 years, you're going to regret if you don't do this.
Yeah.
Which if I was in Jen's position, I was just thinking about our relationship. If you ever looked at me and you did the shh over my mouth and said, hey, Jessica, I know that this is one of your biggest fears. I know that earthquakes are one of your biggest fears. So we're going to go to the epicenter and we're just going to work it out, because if you don't do this, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
This is going to help you deal with some of your earthquake fears. Shh, and make me do this. I would leave you on the spot. This conversation, I'd leave our 18 years of being together.
It's super like I'm your lover and your coach.
Oh.
I'm like trying to, it's like therapist too. Yeah. Like I'm everything for you. Like, you just listen to me and I'm your dad, I'm your mom, I'm your lover, I'm your coach,
I'm your boss.
Therapist, I'm your boss. It's very like, I know what's best for you.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, it's like you cross the line, you know?
And when we then see him talking about this later, he's like, she's clearly annoyed and he's laughing.
Right.
He's laughing through it. He then though in ITMs is saying, I know that she doesn't really want to do this, but I want her to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And he made
weird,
a comment even
weird,
where
like,
he was like,
inspirational bumper sticker.
He like even said to her, I want to know that the person I'm going to be with, and he's using that card, is basically going to take a chance, take a risk like this. I want you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm like, sir, I don't even know who you are. Okay.
Yes.
You are not my husband of 20 years and we're not having a conversation because I'm a little nervous about a job change and a move.
Yeah.
And I don't know this town. And you're saying to me, babe, like, let's get comfortable being uncomfortable. Like, we could go there together and we'll be okay. We're going to no, sir. I don't know you. You want me to get comfortable being uncomfortable? You don't even know what I like. You don't know my middle name.
Yes.
You might not even know my last name.
Exactly.
Okay. So
he definitely doesn't.
But Sam's family has entered the chat. So online in the past few episodes when Sam's been getting heat, the family, the sisters, I think brother, perhaps cousins, parents, everyone's getting involved on social media and talking. So let's talk about that for a second. But first, we got to take another quick pause before we talk about Sam's fam. So, you know, I want to talk about work-life balance with you all, family. You know, like we had said, we hadn't really been seeing Jesse Palmer much the past few episodes, but then all of a sudden we see Jesse Palmer in this episode, and you know what he's doing? Not only is he working, he's doing his favorite thing as well. He's eating. Okay. Yes. He's enjoying his work while he's at work. And I feel like that's a good example of some work-life balance. Yes. Right? Right.
I agree.
that's just what speaks to me when I'm watching this episode. But work-life balance, it's tough. Sometimes it doesn't even feel realistic when you're working through lunches, okay? Or staying late to catch up. But it is so important to have that work-life balance. So here's a tip. Free up the time consumed by tedious mailing and shipping tasks with Stamps.com. Stamps.com streamlines your postage needs, making your business more efficient and putting more life into your work-life balance. Evan and I have been using Stamps.com for personal and business uses for about a decade now. Yes, a decade, because Stamps.com, it's the best. It saves us money and it saves us precious time. We always use it.
So grateful for Stamps.com. The amount of time they have saved me over the years by allowing me to avoid those brutal post office parking lots and lines. They are the best. Take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go with Stamps.com mobile app. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale and you can easily schedule package pickups through your Stamps.com dashboard. And with Stamps, you automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers.
And not only that, you'll get rates that you cannot find anywhere else, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS. That's a lot of savings. Up to 89% is wild. Access the USPS and UPS mailing services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. It's chef's kiss. Put more life into your work-life balance with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MOMDAD for a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MOMDAD. Okay, so let's talk about Sam M's family online during specifically this date.
Yeah.
So obviously, I had very strong feelings about the way that Sam M was handling this date. Also not comforting her until literally the final hour. And then it was like the most minimal, like she ran into his arms and was like, God, please, I'm scared. Okay,
right,
please stop laughing. Please stop trying to get me to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Like, this is not funny.
I barely know you. This is not time for learning.
It was giving young from him, like that kid we always talk about splashing you in the pool. We're like, stop. It's not funny. Okay.
Well, it was giving, he really wanted to do this.
Yes.
So he was trying to rationalize it with her. Like, how can we make this like a growth moment? Because I actually really want to do this.
And I'm like, Sam, you know what you could have done? You could have been like, baby girl, I know you're so scared. I just want you to stand wherever you feel the most safe and watch me plummet.
Watch daddy be brave. Watch daddy be brave for you. You know what I mean?
That would have been great.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I know at the very end, she was happy that she did it. Da, 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 da. Sure. Okay. I'm not trying to discount that. But like in her terror, it would have been like, just watch. And then if she saw you do it and thought, you know what? Maybe I want to try it too. And then done it on her own.
But when you say, I'm happy I did it and I'll never do it again. Are you really happy you did it?
Yeah,
probably not.
This question,
you know what
question.
I mean? It's like, oh,
I went to this
restaurant. It was amazing. I'll never go back.
And yeah. Like you're proud of yourself for conquering a fear, but also
that's usually like I'm proud of myself for doing something horrible I was forced to do.
For sure. It doesn't give romance to me. I'll say that. But so Sam M's, like I said, the sisters, perhaps brothers, cousins, nieces, nephews, I don't know, the whole family is out here commenting on all of the Bachelorette content. Sam M himself is like commenting smoke and mirrors, putting up captions on posts and then deleting them about like it's not what you see, and then the family's like, we can't wait till ABC actually shows what really went down. This isn't what happened. Basically calling out the edit and like, you're not seeing what brought him here. You're only seeing certain levels of this, this, and that. And to that, It's no secret I don't like Sam M. Okay? I've said it from the top. And normally I am one who is like, this show is so highly edited, and I always am like trying to be generous. And I do think there are definitely things about this that could have been edited. Perhaps behind the scenes, producers were telling Sam M, you really, really, really need to do this. Mm-hmm. You really need to. And Jen really wants to, but she's going to want someone. So maybe there was that type of stuff going down, pushing him to talk about Devin more. Da, 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 da. So I get that there's a piece of that, but I also don't buy it. I bet that this is a show that editing is involved in, but I'm not moving. I am not budging in my feelings about Sam. And I fear, Sam M, and your family, you might get sued. So you should probably be careful with how much you're throwing around the edit conversation while the show is still airing, just as a heads up.
I mean, I don't really have a lot of thoughts on this other than, why is your sister and mom talking about they weren't there? Like, I understand if there was like a hometown and then they watch the hometown and then they're like, that's not what happened. We were all there.
But if he does get a hometown, they haven't seen it yet.
But all you're doing is parroting back what he is telling you happened.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if I believe Sam M's.
And it's also giving like you get in a fight with your neighbor and then the whole family comes out and you're like, no, I'm just talking to this person about like whether the tree branches are over the property line.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, like daughter's coming out being like, get out of here. And you're like, why are we fighting? Like, why is everyone here? This is just about, you know what I mean? It's giving everyone's fighting on the lawn.
And I appreciate a family like who stands by, but my point is as well, in agreement with you, they weren't there. So there's a chance that maybe
believe my son.
Yeah. There's a chance that your son maybe has his perspective of what happened. Excuse me. It's just one of those things where I do always try to be aware and empathetic of the editing that's going on, but in this specific case, I can't help but feel how I felt from the top about the energy that I get and the things that I have seen. And there are some things that, at least from what I can tell, we don't sound Franken bit, like talking about breaking Devin in half, or that like Devin uses his mouth but you use your fists, like that we saw
you literally said the things. So what it sounds like to me is that they're trying to lessen the blow of what's to come. Like they're going, like if we can get everyone to question everything about Sam,
interesting,
then when something actually happens, they'll go, see, we've been telling you this from day one.
It's gonna get worse.
I think something's bad. I think something's coming. And so I think it's one of those things where they wouldn't, like, it wasn't like a crazy episode where he did the worst things of all time. It's like he was being lame. He did this like forceful thing. It was lame, but it wasn't like, here comes the girlfriend. Here comes, you know, his marriage that he's currently in. You know what I mean? It wasn't like an insane thing. It was just like he behaved bad, like not very great on a date. So for them to be like, me is like we're getting ahead of what's coming.
Well, they were doing that before.
Exactly.
This episode.
So if they're doing it in small things, that means when big things come, it's going to be like, see, they're just messing with it. They just don't like him.
Interesting perspective. All right. Well, I wanted to talk about that because, you know, I'm a little bit like, okay, well, there are certain things that like, maybe Devin was worse behind the scenes and they're making Devin look better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that that's potentially an option.
Potential.
You know, again, this is coming from someone who, I'm not a huge Devin fan.
Right.
I think he's entertaining, but there's still something about him that I'm not like, oh, hell yeah. He's great TV, but I'm not like, oh, a Devin stan.
Right.
Or I don't even really love him on, I don't know. I have very mixed feelings. So I understand that there's probably pieces where it's like, oh, you didn't see this about Devin.
Yeah.
But still.
Weird.
Anywho. So the rest of this date, it's just, they go up, y'all, they go up 630 feet.
Crazy.
Okay.
So scary.
I don't think I've ever stood that high in my life.
No.
She talks about how this is way scarier than skydiving. And I would assume I would agree.
Way
I've never
scarier.
Been in that situation, but are you joking? Looking down from those heights? Truly terrifying.
Yes.
And he's hanging off the edge.
He's
like, come
hot,
on, baby. Da, 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 da. And I'm not going to lie either. The instructor, I know that she was probably trying to just do her job. But if I was Jen, I'd be like, stop it.
Yeah,
because
stop
the instructor was like,
him.
Come on. No, the instructor was like, come on, do it. You need to do it. do it. Come on, just try it. I'm like, I said no. Yeah, kind of like everyone. I said no.
Like, I felt like she was one more right. Be like, if you don't show your man love right now, I'm going to take him. It almost, I was like, wait, are you trying to kind of show Sam that you could do this? So then, like, he'll, you guys will have like a little thing. Okay, I mean,
honestly, I was like, everyone, stop pressuring her. She said no. But in this moment, when she then kind of dives into him, mm-hmm. and is like, oh my God, I'm really scared. And then all of a sudden, I feel like what he caught wind of is, oh shit, I could get a bad edit right now. This isn't going to look good, because now she's crying and is like holding on to me for dear life. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden he goes, it's okay. We don't have to do anything you don't want to do. We don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And then all of a sudden he turns this corner, and Jen, oh no, I was like, no, Jen. Jen's like, I was frustrated, but then he really stepped up for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
he put you in this position.
I'm like, this was created by him. What are you talking about?
This whole problem was his fault.
He said, no, we're going to jump, when you said, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. And to be honest, this shows like when you're really into someone.
Yeah.
You get the blinders on a little bit. You know what I mean? I think that's what's going on with her, is it's like, she's so into him physically, at least. And they have such like a sexual chemistry that, like, you know, you just kind of ignore things. You just kind of go, I know we've been saying this, but it's like, you just kind of go, if this was anyone else, it would have been a lot worse.
You're convincing yourself that he did actually step up, and
you're kind of ignoring
the
whole fact that he put you in this position in the first place. You're just kind of looking at the one random thing he did that was kind of nice. And it's like,
you're looking at the crumbs and going like, oh my God, he fed me.
Exactly.
And you're like, no.
He ate your food, left you crumbs, and then convinced you that the crumbs were very nice of him to
do. Yeah, and they were better than the entire meal.
Exactly.
So bon appetit.
Exactly.
Yes. And the energy I'm getting from this portion, because then they do eventually jump, and then after the jump,
exactly,
you know, the adrenaline makeouts are happening.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm so glad I did it. Oh my gosh, Sam, I was questioning, but he's actually amazing. And then that leads us into the night portion. And he is giving kind of bare minimum. And yet she's like, I'm falling for him.
Yes.
Da, 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 da. You noted she cheers.
Yes.
When they sit down for dinner, every other time you see that the contestant
cheers.
Is always the one to like cheers and be like,
she cheers.
He sits back and she.
And he's just like, hell yeah, to that. Cheers. Cheers to me. Cheers to me. Yeah. I mean, straight up. I think it's classic. What do they call it? Dickmatized.
Yeah, sure.
That's what's going on.
Well, and I also think, so when I was watching this part, or the ending of the date where she's convincing herself that he's being there for her, and then into this night portion, what I feel like I really saw was, I was like, oh, Sam M is past boyfriends.
Yes, 100%.
Sam M reminds her of a past boyfriend, or is maybe typically the type of guys that she dates.
Yes.
Who she's been talking about throughout this season that she's trying to get away from. She wants to be with someone who is going to treat her the way she deserves, to show her that she is worthy, to adore her. And she tends to go for these guys who, like she said, will like laugh off some of her trauma, not be there for her, not let her get vulnerable. And that she's looking for a different type of guy, but Sam M is that guy.
Yes.
It's like, you're talking about not wanting a guy who's gonna laugh off your fears. He literally was laughing at your fears when you were up on that thing,
yes,
that tower, however long ago. But it's habitual.
So she's doing the thing that everyone does when they're really into someone and they kind of are ignoring all their red flags, is that they serve everything up on a platter and all they have to do is say yes to it and they go, wow. So it's like, I'm really looking for someone who will fight for me, who will be there for me, who will take care of me. You will do that, right? And he'll go, yeah. And she goes, oh my gosh, Sam is saying all the right things, saying he's going to fight for me. And it's a little bit like, he didn't say that. You just basically put it on a tee for him and then got behind him with the bat and then hit it off and goes, did you see the home run he hit? It's amazing. And it's like, I mean, yeah, kind of. He's just like parroting back whatever you're asking him to say.
Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah, he just agrees with you. And then it's like, you're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
And I think you saw it more so than any other date, unless, again, you know, the editing did this. But it seemed like the second they sat down, she was talking more than she's ever talked on.
Yes.
Like, there weren't.
She carried the whole conversation.
She was like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I've been through. And she navigated the whole thing. And exactly like you said, he could just say yes, no, for sure, you're worthy. Yeah. And that was like, yeah. He is this guy.
She'd be like, I want to feel worthy. He'd be like, you are worthy. And she goes, oh my God, thank you. I want someone to fight for me. I'll fight for you. Oh, thank you. It's literally like.
So it's definitely it feels like we're falling back into old habits.
Oh, that's 100%. The energy.
So I'm my fingers are crossed that she will, because she had that question mark last episode. She was starting to question it. So I'm hoping maybe the adrenaline dies down and we start to see her go, oh, wait a second. I'm falling back into old patterns. Mm-hmm. Sam M, he's trying to act like he's this different guy, but he's actually the type of guys that I would typically date in the past.
100%.
But we do get a moment from Sam M where he does open up a little bit more, mm-hmm. and he shares that he was actually engaged beforehand. Mm-hmm. And right after he got engaged, the engagement, he just said, starts to deteriorate. And he ends up finding out that there was another guy.
Yeah.
His fiance was, we didn't get details, mm-hmm. but it sounds like cheating with another guy. And okay. I, first of all, if this went down, I am very sorry.
Yeah.
It's like getting cheated on. It's traumatizing. It's terrible, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll just say I'm being such a bitch about him, but I would just like to hear the other side of the story.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. I'd like to hear the other side as well, because at the end of the day, after seeing what went down earlier on their date, where it was like, be comfortable being uncomfortable, I'm a little bit like, well, what did it look like from the other person's perspective? I'm just curious about it, okay? Yeah, I just have some questions. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a bitch. I'm not trying to take away the pain. If that did happen, it's terrible. But I have questions. Yeah. Whereas, and I didn't feel like when we heard from Spencer, who was like, I was also engaged and got cheated on, I didn't feel like I was walking away with question marks.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel like I can see what went down here. This one, I'm a little bit like, okay, I'm so sorry. I would love to hear like what exactly went down to make it deteriorate. Mm-hmm, and like, mm-hmm. I'd love to hear her perspective as well.
Yes.
That's just...
I'd love to get some more details on that.
I would just like to get some more details. But we hear Jen say that her fears about Sam are not real. She's like, I was worried about Sam, and now my fears about Sam, I'm convinced they're not real. She's crying. We're all like, oh, no.
Convince yourself.
No, girl. Yeah. No, girl. She gives him the rose, and after she gives him the rose, he's like putting her on the table to kiss her. She says she's falling for Sam.
Crazy.
And I'm nervous.
That means it's over. That means he, it's up to him to mess up.
Nervous. So I think where he might mess up is I think he might get too confident.
Mm.
Because like we said from the first episode, and now the people are saying this, he gives Luke P energy.
Mm-hmm.
And will him now feeling super confident about this make him the guy where he's the instigator and interrogator and all of this in the house, where she then sees it because he's like, I got this in the bag.
Yeah.
We shall see.
I think that he's a guy who likes the chase. So I think now that he's got her, he's going to start losing interest.
Interesting.
So I think it's going to come across.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we shall see. Next, we have the group date.
Yes.
The group date.
Rugby.
Rugby. But before we get into that, we got to take another quick pause, family. So it has been hot the last few weeks. Honestly, the last few months, it has been hot, which TBH means we have been spending a lot of time inside of our house. And I was thinking, if you're a cat parent and you're spending all this time indoors like us, the worst thing would be a stinky litter box. Yes. Just like wafting in the heat of your home, right, in the summer. And the stinky litter box is also so common, right? So guess what? We have a solution for this. We have a solution for your problems. It is Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. I am telling you, it is truly incredible. Since my father, aka the Cat King, started using Pretty Litter a few years back, when I walk into his house, I smell nothing. I just smell his candles and whatever he is currently baking in the oven, because he is also like the baking king, the mm-hmm. cat king, the baking king. He does the candle king, all of it. But Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor is unbelievable. It is ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Yeah. And speaking of it being hot out and not wanting to go out, you won't have to go out with Pretty Litter, because Pretty Litter ships free right to your door, and you never run out. You don't have huge kitty litter bags. bags, taking up space. And even better, you don't have to lug those huge tubs from a store to your car and even into your house.
Mm-hmm. And on top of all of it, something that provides cat parents peace of mind, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. They really have taken care of all of it. Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/momdad. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. All right, on to the group date, which includes everyone except Sam M. and Devin, because Devin gets the second one-on-one. So
pretty epic that they did that, by the way, just that they put like both of their dates right next to each other. It's a great way to just like turn the heat up.
Well, it's awesome. It's because then they got to have their moment where during this group date, we see Sam M. and Devin having a stare down.
Yeah, it's great. It's so great. They did a great job.
It was like very much giving me Bachelor of Yore, like Hannah Brown season, like
just like the face off,
the confrontation, and they're staring at each other. And that moment was wild because,
like,
again,
why is Sam M sitting there? Like, Devin's waiting for his date. Why is like
that?
Why,
was,
but that's what I love about it. Is it's like they just like stick him in a room in a ring.
Just make him sit down there. And that was another thing. Again, okay, Sam M's family. Maybe there was editing involved in this, but from what we gathered, Sam M basically said to Devin, "You know, I don't care about you at all, but like, why do you act like such a little bitch around me?"
Yeah.
And, you know, Devin is like, hey, you are the one with my name in your mouth constantly. Like, I'm not talking about you. This all started because you're constantly talking about me. And Sam M's like, no, you're talking about me. What's your deal with me? I always hear you whispering. Da, da, da. Essentially, the energy of this that I got is that Sam M takes himself so seriously and cannot take a joke. And Devin is kind of that guy who's he eggs you on and he messes around. He jokes around. He teases people. And Sam M can't take a joke.
No.
So the first time that Devin maybe made some side comment about like how Sam M is or how he dressed or like his voice, Sam M's like, I hate this guy for forever.
Yes, 100%.
That's the energy I was getting.
Yeah. And it was just embarrassing. It was the classic, like, what's your problem with me, man? I don't know. I don't have a problem with you. Why do you keep talking about me? I don't care about you at all. I've never even thought about you once. Like, lip quivering, about to cry. You know what I mean? It's like, just admit that he drives you crazy.
Yeah.
And admit that, like, I don't like the fact that please don't talk shit on me while I'm out of the room. But any of that stuff. But it's like, instead, it's like I'm going to prove to you how much I don't care about you by yelling at you and almost crying. I'm so mad. It's like, do you not realize that you're exposing the fact that he is driving you crazy? Like, just admit it.
And it's like, Sam M, every time you try to confront him, it does make Devin look better.
Yes,
until Devin starts to then aggravate more. But because he typically handles confrontation better.
Well, and it's also like, Devin's not the one coming up to him being like, I don't like you. I don't respect you for no reason. Like, Sam M just keeps making it about like this respect thing where it's like, I don't respect you. I'll never respect you. And he's like, cool. I don't know. Like, I don't work with you. You're not my friend. Like, I don't need you to respect me. So he just sets himself up. I think he thinks that like he's going to get something out of Devin, and he doesn't realize that Devin's much better at talking than he is. So he keeps looking like caveman vibes.
Yeah.
Totally. You know what I mean? He's like, I hate you. And he's like, okay. And he's like, why don't you? It's like road rage.
Yeah.
You're like wanting a reaction out of him and he doesn't give it to you and then you just freak out.
100%. 100%. But back to the group date portion. So it is a rugby date. All the men literally race to get to Jen first.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you noted that. Like, they see each other and they're like, 1, 2, 3, go. If I would have a group of like 13 men on a foot race to get to me first, the level of ick that I would feel is astronomical.
Yeah,
I'm like, please don't race to get to me.
Don't trip and fall and just take me out.
But they are then met by a group of Maori dancing the haka, which is a cultural Maori dance. I have to say, this episode with the rugby date and then with Devin's episode, we actually got like a lot of time with like the Maori people and got to see more about their culture and their traditions. It was amazing.
It was really, really cool.
It was amazing. I was so glad that they did that. And especially in Devin's date, like, we really had more time with the Maori people. It was just, it was awesome. But then they introduced that they're going to be doing rugby. And the one guy who's done it before is Marcus. He does end up getting injured. We'll get into that later.
And rugby is basically football with no pads. So
it's so intense.
It's like way more dangerous.
Like, I can't believe someone didn't get more hurt.
I'm surprised someone didn't end up like in a hospital or something, because it's like, it's so gnarly to just be running around tackling fully grown men at full speed.
It was wild to watch.
Like, it's just a recipe for snapped joints, and, you know, I'd be in the hospital 100%.
And we hear that there's not more time if you win. So this is definitely one of those dates where you're like, maybe, you know, take it easy, because even if you lose, like, keep your wits about you so that later when you're with Jen, you know, you're not injured.
Exactly.
So I would be like in the very back, barely giving it.
It's so not worth it.
And we heard Jen say too, we'll see which guy, you know, pulls me to get more time.
Yes.
So she cares about who's going to make an effort to like pull me. Well, the one person who makes an effort to pull her is Sam N. He's on the sidelines with her. He's being playful with her.
And I feel like he did a great job up until up until he became weirdo guy. Like, he was doing a really good job. He was doing kind of Devin stuff. He was like pulling her aside. He was picking her up. He was being playful. He was teaching her how to tackle. Like, that was like, and the guys were getting annoyed, obviously, because it's like a respect me thing going on over there. But I truly do feel like he was doing a great job of like finding his moments, picking his moments, because he knew he'd probably get cut without it. He's like, dude, I haven't been able to spend any time. So I like that.
I did too. And they put their jerseys on. He's on the blue team. He writes Jen's husband on his back.
Funny.
I thought that was funny too. That was a smart, cute moment. But then he gets out on the field and we just see him going for it,
which was awesome. I mean, he was like killing it.
He says bad bitch energy, hot energy. He's like, I'm going to do this thing. I wouldn't regularly, but I'm going to go for it.
Even the rugby announcer, she was like, he's kind of like the best out here. Which
was sick. And he's like really putting it all out there on the field for Jen. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, this is my wife.
Yeah. So funny.
So, I mean, in those moments, I agree with you. I felt like he was crushing it, but the guys are so annoyed.
They're annoyed
by the fact that he was talking to her alone. They're annoyed by the fact that he has Jen's husband written on his back.
I think they had him just like nailed as like, he's a nobody here. So
right.
Like zero competition. So now all of a sudden he's kind of coming out of the woodwork and trying to like create this thing. So I think for them, it was like, we were prepared to kind of just write him off and have him not be a factor.
But they were also annoyed at him for declaring his love last week. And I'm like, you guys,
there must be something about the guy in person that they
really
just
don't
like. You know
when people just probably are
annoying. Each other the wrong way.
He's probably just kind of an annoying person.
Yeah, 100%.
But I was just like, if I was one of these guys, okay, after last week where he did what he did on stage, and then he has this moment where he's then running in front of the guys with the trophy, wearing his leather jacket, taking Marcus's spot, God forbid, because he wants to sit in the middle. I'm like, if I was one of these guys, I'd be like, just let him have his moment, okay?
It just is so non-threatening.
Let him
it's so silly.
Let him have his moment, okay? It all went to hell last week. He's panicking. Like, have the maturity of just letting him do what he's going to do. And guess what? He gets himself eliminated.
100%. And it's back to this weird like boys club of like, we're control. Everyone has to check in with us how they act.
And if it's
like agreed to by the group, then you're cool. As opposed to like, just be yourself, have fun, try out things, do your thing, let everyone. I just don't know. It's this weird like, I'm controlling the dynamics. I'm controlling your emotions. It's really weird.
So bizarre. Well, his team ends up winning the rugby date. So like, of course he grabs the trophy. And I do think the
guys. He was like, I won this thing. That was great. That was my favorite thing ever. It was him walking with the trophy and the jersey being like, I won. Not like it was like archery and like he won archery. It's like he was just on a team and that won, and he made
effort.
It like my championship.
And you could see in the night portion, Austin was getting annoyed. And I feel like that was the first time we saw Austin get annoyed. And I'm like, that's because Austin was on the blue team and he was like, don't take my moment.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
And it's like, you guys.
Well, even Grant said, I don't remember, it was like John or something. He's like, John scored all our points.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I was like, you didn't even score a single point. And he's like, it was really funny. I found it endearing, hilarious, obviously annoying, but like you said, so non-threatening.
No. And so then when the night portion begins, you know, we're already going in mad because Thomas N, he's like, he made it the Sam N show. And I go, Thomas N, Sam M is not here right now. So please do not continue and carry on his energy, because Thomas N took the torch of Sam N and he ran with it in this night portion. And I'm like,
so
stop.
Corny.
Who cares? Talk to Jen. Jen doesn't care if you won the damn rugby date or not. This is the thing that is absolutely mind-boggling and makes me giggle every time we see The Bachelorette, because The women on The Bachelor, yeah. they don't do this.
No.
The women understand that it's about time and like getting to know the lead. The men cannot grip the fact that the lead does not care if you win something, if you succeed in something. The lead cares if you care about them. So it's like, when are the men going
it's
to
feeling
learn?
Like they cast caveman energy for the show. They're kind of like... Like, oh, let's get the guys God. That don't really work in subtlety and let's get them riled up. And they think that like winning a rugby game is important. Like, that is so funny to me.
It's because whenever
like when there are the certain guys that don't really get into yeah. it, you kind of see the difference and you're like, oh, that's how we would all be like realizing how stupid this little game is.
Yeah, you're like, I don't.
But you got to love just the jock that's like, this matters.
But when the night portion starts, the guys are so annoyed. Even yeah. Jonathan, who we haven't really heard get annoyed.
Everyone's annoyed.
Is like, he says that Sam N is pissing him off. He's acting like it was his win. He goes in with a white t-shirt and leather jacket. And then when he tries to sit on the couch and Marcus like kind of sidelines him and he's like, this is my spot. And he says, you better check yourself. I'm like, this is the most immature thing that's happening ever. Of course, they all want to sit there because that's where Jen's going to sit and you can grab her first. But like Marcus being like, check yourself because Sam N sits next to him. It's like,
it's so funny.
Ignore it.
He's like, my water's right there. It's like, shotgun. I said shotgun first. I get to sit in the front. No, I do. It's literally that.
And then the guys later, they're like, Marcus was trying to sit there and that was disrespectful because yeah. like Sam even like took up space on the couch for the trophy.
It sounds like okay? we were the mom and like these are sons and they're like ratting out each other to yeah. the mom.
In the back
the
of
audience
the car.
Is the mom and we're going, okay, yes, we know.
Yes, mom.
He took my treat. You
Mom,
know what I mean?
Sam, he drank my water.
He had six Skittles. I only had five.
He spit my water. He poked me.
It's very, like, he won't move his feet. You know, he won't move his shoulder. He's taking up the shoulder. You know, it's
he
very.
He took his shoes off. He's putting his feet in my face. It's just like.
Exactly. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing.
I'm exhausted.
It's so embarrassing.
I'm exhausted. But Sam N, mm-hmm. he takes his energy getting in front of the group and he immediately pulls Jen first.
Yeah,
and
of
the course. Men are seething and mm-hmm. he pulls her aside and he has
which
the,
you had to have seen coming from
of
my
course
way,
and
yeah.
he's got the jersey in one hand, the trophy in the other, like the guys yeah. were saying. He's got the Jen's husband jersey to give to her, which I actually thought was
well,
smart idea. Mm-hmm. But all the guys they're stewing now. They're just like, he's 25,
he's a boy,
this boy's never been in love, get him out of here. And I'm like, again,
is he 25?
I think so.
Dude, there's people that are 24. Like, I don't understand, like, he's the same age as pretty much 80% of the people there, maybe a year or two younger.
I think there's a handful of, I think he's okay. definitely one of the younger ones.
Like 27. It's like, whatever, dude. It's like,
but it's also, it comes down to the then competitive nature when yeah. you like step back and go, if she likes him, she likes him. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't matter how much time. If she
it's
likes
the controlling
someone, if you
thing.
Like someone, you like somebody. If you don't, you don't. And you guys are like, he can't be in love. He's 25. Yeah. He doesn't understand. Da, 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 da. Again, coming in for the win, because he is the one guy that we're seeing that I love,
yeah.
is my King Grant.
Yeah, of course. And he's always the one that's like more like, yeah, he's annoying, but whatever, let's just chill out, guys.
And Grant's the one when all the guys are talking shit about Sam. Sam comes in and he's like, okay, let's lay it out here, Sam N. I just want to say today, super proud of you for what you did. And Sam N's like, thank you so much. But Grant's like, super proud of you. He's like, the difference is between basically the confident and the arrogance. And so today, rubbing everybody a little bit the wrong way because you're kind of pulling the arrogant thing. And then when Sam N starts to go off and all the guys start coming at him, Grant takes a step back. At one point later, he kind of laughs off something and he's like, oh man, it is what it is. But Grant is a king because Grant didn't talk shit about Sam N behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to him in person and said, I'm going to put it all out there and let you know why everyone's a little annoyed, but also let you know I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
But then when the argument starts happening, I take a step back and I'm like, it is what it is. I said my piece
yeah.
and I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
He is crushing it to me. Also, Grant had a moment with Jen. He's so cute and sweet.
Yeah.
100%. And I feel like he's
in the, I mean, he's there.
He's
hometowns.
He has to be, right?
Yeah, 100%. He's locked in. He's ready to go. But can we talk about that's all fun and dandy, but can we talk about the Thomas?
I just wanted to Thomas have a one incident? Thing because like there's so many guys that are just like, I can't stand. And Grant really is crushing it and he's wonderful and I love him.
I wish I had a ring right now. I'm really bummed that I don't have a ring on.
Oh, to hit the glass?
But like that Thomas thing was so funny to me because Thomas, for the second time, just gets absolutely destroyed.
Like, he gets cooked every time.
He gets cooked every time. He keeps wanting to be like the principal of the school.
I know.
He takes Salmon out and he goes, hey, buddy.
And he goes, hey, boy.
And he goes, clink, clink, which is like a weird like... listen thing. I don't know what that was.
Like, he goes, aura ring on the wine glass.
We need to talk, you know. And it's like, you're this, you're that, you're acting like a child, you're just this. And then Thomas, I mean, listen, Sam is actually the one who's annoying everyone and is being like a, you know, kind of abrasively fake alpha and is like doing all this stuff. He's being annoying, which is totally valid 100%. For everyone to feel annoyed by him. But my favorite thing is when Thomas doesn't have anything really grounds to stand on. He just goes, you need to stop acting like this. And you're just a little boy, blah, blah, blah. And then Sam looks at him and just goes, why are you talking to me right now? You should be talking to Jen. Basically like giving out the free, like the free game almost. I'm being like, all this energy that you're wasting on me, you should be talking to her. You should be interrupting. You should be going over there. You should be doing everything to get to her like I am. Why do you care about what I'm doing?
You're talking about me being a boy.
And Thomas like, can't literally like fathom it. He's just like, but you need to be respectful. And he's like, I don't need to do any of that. Just go talk to her if you want to go do it. Like, he's literally telling him what to do. And Thomas's brain is melting. It's so funny watching Thomas trying to control everyone and failing every time. Like, I have no issue with Thomas, but it's a little bit like, dude, he's learn from really your mistakes. Bugging. Why are you so obsessed with this weird, like, police? You're like, you're trying to be the police of the group, but you have no power in the group. So it's really funny.
And then Sam N on the way out's like, by the way, you look great in that color.
I mean, the ultimate, ultimate disrespect is to... after you manhandle someone that's trying to like be your dad,
you go,
by the way, you look great in yellow is a hilarious.
Just throw the compliment at him. Oh, that was like,
you should go
so
talk to her. I mean,
funny.
You look great in yellow. I mean, that is hilarious.
He like threw it over the side of his shoulder too. And I think he genuinely meant it. I think he was like, you look great in that color.
He's like, he broke character for a second.
Yeah, he's like, by the way, just FYI.
Yeah, FYI. I know I'm an alpha right now. But
love
like,
your,
just,
love
you know.
Your shirt. But that's the thing. The bottom line is with the whole situation where they, when they sit Sam N down and then when Thomas pulls him aside and when the men sit Sam N down, I was really baffled too about how upset Jonathan was. It rubbed me the wrong way because I've been liking Jonathan and I didn't love how frustrated Jonathan then was getting with Sam N. Like, I get being again annoyed and you know, again, all the cameras, all the stress, I get your adrenaline is up, but I felt like the way that Jonathan was handling it versus the way Grant was handling it just showed me, I'm like, it shows me why I really, really, I'm like loving Grant more even than I'm loving Jonathan. And I was liking Jonathan, but it just felt immature.
Yeah,
because totally get that Sam N is annoying. What I just wish, obviously it's better TV that these guys are getting so mad about everything, but the majority of this group of men, it's like all these guys that you're calling out constantly are just being annoying or obnoxious or what you think is too much. But if you all just laughed about it like they were being immature or gave them a hard time in a way that's like, dude, you are so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like sitting down and having like proper like men's group study sit downs to confront, like call out your sins energy. If you didn't do that and you were just like, yeah, you're annoying, you're bugging me and kind of laughed it off, it would be so different.
So different.
It'd be so different. Oh, it was wild. But then Sam N at first got his revenge on Thomas N.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a second. We got to take one more quick pause. Family, listen. Warm weather brings many outdoor activities, of course, a gorgeous outdoor happy hour, hikes, pool parties, family barbecues. But with all that time spent in the sun, did you know it can affect your hair? Those rays can seriously affect your scalp and your hair, making right now the perfect time to start taking Nutrafol to help keep your hair healthy this summer. Fam, you know I started taking Nutrafol about 7 months ago, and I am loving the results. My hair has gotten thicker, it's gotten longer, it's gotten healthier, and I have way less shedding, which was always a huge issue for me. I had heard about all these amazing results from friends of mine and family who have been using Nutrafol, but now I have seen it on my own self, and it is everything. Okay. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Yeah. Thinning hair is different for everyone. So a one size fits all approach to hair growth doesn't really cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow based on your biology, life stage, and lifestyle factors. And it's physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting key root causes of thinning like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health.
And what I love so much, aside obviously from my amazing results, is that with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Okay, you purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits are required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day, and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Get results you can run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MOMDAD. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. Okay, so back to the evening portion of the group date. Thomas N. decides to take up Sam N.'s recommendation and pull Jen. And yes, he's in the middle of talking about family. And Sam N. is like, I'm wearing a leather jacket tonight, so I'm interrupting this date because I'm a bad boy.
Saw that coming from a mile away, though. Once Thomas sat down with her, I go, 3, 2, 1, he's going to come back up.
He's like, I'm a bad, bad boy with my leather jacket. It's time to incite the rules of the leather jacket. And when you're wearing this type of leather jacket, you always interrupt the date.
And you go, do you know what's going to take this over the edge? Intimacy. If I give her my lips, it's over. He literally said, it's over. Once we introduce, so, also saying introduce intimacy is the biggest boner kill of all time. Are you ready for me to introduce intimacy? Because once I unleash on you, your body will lose itself in the ocean that is my sexuality. So just get ready. Are you, have you done Wim Hof method? Because you're going to need it.
Because you're going to lose your breath, baby.
You're going to need, we should get doctors on site, because once my lips touch yours, you're going to need to be resuscitated. So someone get the paddles out. Because when I unleash my intimacy on you.
Oh my God.
So he interrupts Thomas.
And Thomas even says, hey, 5 more minutes. And Sam goes, nah.
He goes, get up, boy. He's like,
do you see this leather jacket? Do you think I'm going to give you 5 minutes while I'm wearing this leather jacket?
I'm about to introduce intimacy. You better get out of the way because a tsunami's coming.
Well, he sits down with her and he's just like, hey, I've been waiting for this. To be completely honest, I didn't remember that they hadn't kissed, because at this point, most of the people that we've seen on screen, they've been smooching.
So
with
funny
Jen.
Too, because he's like, I'm going to introduce intimacy to you. And it's like, she's made out with 19 people. Like,
yeah,
it's,
I'm like,
it's
I'm
too
like,
late for this. Like, are you ready?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's way too late. So
I'm like,
it's,
if you're
really
the first
funny
kiss of the season, then sure, wind up to it. But he looks at her and he's like, this is a big moment. Jen, can I kiss you?
Yes.
And I have to say, you know, shout out, I love a consent king who is asking her permission beforehand before leaning in. But then she goes, well,
I was just about to cut you, actually.
I really appreciate your vulnerability, and I think it takes a lot, and I so appreciate everything about you and how you're presenting this, and this is a big moment for you, but I don't really think you and I are going to be going any further, And she literally says, and for that reason, I'm going to walk you out. She almost gave the full Shark Tank. And for that reason, I'm out. For that
reason, I'm out.
She said, for that reason, I'm going to walk you out. That was iconic.
And this was either the beginning. Oh, so this was either the end of his alpha. That was either like the you know what I mean? Like that we saw like Iron Man getting killed within 5 minutes of the movie. Or
the beginning of his hero story.
No, the beginning of his villain era. He's like, let me put a little smile on that face. Like he becomes Joker. I almost was hoping he'd kind of look at the camera and be like, like now this is the beginning of my villain era. Like you're all going to pay.
You know what though? She said, you got to go. And
he took it.
Shout out to him. No. However you feel about Sam N.
He went for it. He tried something. It didn't work, but, at least he tried.
Though, when she said, you're out, he didn't go, well, wait, hold on, or cut her off and get cold. He was like, you know what? Thank you so much. I really appreciate your input. Yeah. And he left very respectfully.
He totally did.
And I have to say, shout out to that. He didn't leave. I mean, how many times have we seen a guy who...
like, turn on the girl when it's like, what do you mean? Like, and then he starts snapping at him. Well,
that for sure, but then... 100%. But then also after the confrontation with the men, like all of a sudden a guy going into the group of men and being like, what did you say to her to make her do this?
Yes.
He just like, you know,
he just let it go.
He took his leather jacket like, and he saw himself out politely.
I wish he would have hung up the leather jacket on the way out and been like, it was nice. it was fun while it lasted, buddy. Old friend.
Kiss it. Hang it
up. Put a little bit of the spray on there to like make sure it doesn't get hurt. Yeah, it would have been nice. We put it like back in the case.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you, Salmon. But Jen comes back and tells the guys that he's gone. Yeah. Thomas is like celebrating. All the guys are so happy. And I'm like, oh no, is this going to make the men more intense about trying to get men out?
Like we can get rid of anyone because who crosses our line.
Because she sat with them and she's like, he's a lovely guy. You know, so she didn't know that they had a confrontation. But I'm like, oh no, are the guys going to think that this is because they... confronted him that now they have the power that scares me. I'm like, oh god, here we go. We know
it's best for her kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh no. But she ends up giving the group date rose to Marcus, who she had a one-on-one moment with. It was cute where she had her stethoscope and she was like, I'm gonna check in on you now because I saw that you got hurt during the day. It was so sweet and like charming of
it
her.
It was very sweet.
But Marcus was very like, you know, he had a moment where he had a started to get emotional then with the guys because he was like, I don't like to talk about being like weak. And then he told her that he's going to need a little more room.
Basically, don't check in on me.
Yeah. He was like, hey, I'm okay. I'm hurt, but like, I don't like people checking in on me. So like, I'm going to need some room and space. And I just feel like, I mean, she seems to be, she gave him the first impression or her group date rose. I didn't think they had chemistry on their one-on-one date, but she seems to like him enough.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel the same way where I'm like, I don't see how this, I don't see how this could work out because again, she seems to want someone who's more funny and a little more dynamic.
It's very intense.
And this is like, hey, we're going to have to like be walking through me learning how to open up at all.
Yeah.
Because her checking in on him when he got like,
she was being like so sweet.
She was being super sweet. Yeah. But then her needing to check in, I'm like, this is going to be a lengthy relationship process. Yeah,
this is a lot there.
Yeah. But then Devin gets his one-on-one date. And before Devin comes, we have a moment where Jen is talking about how she was raised Buddhist and is Buddhist, which I loved to hear. I'm like, I don't feel like we've had any sort of like Buddhist representation conversation on this show ever before. And she talks about how she, how her spirituality is important to her and she wants to raise her family with like the traditions in Buddhism that she's grown up with. We then are greeted on screen with someone coming in with a traditional Maori welcome. And then they go in and there's a bunch of Maori people there and they're talking about their history and their culture. And then throughout this entire date, they get to spend some sit down like two on two, like one on one, but two on two time with some individuals talking about tradition and culture. They're asking to hear about their upbringing and their stories. Devin kind of made me laugh when he gets up because the whole thing was like so beautiful. And then Devin's like, I'm a wanderer.
He's a wanderer.
Okay, Devin.
You know, here's a couple of random American cities I have been to. You can call me a traveler.
I'm a wanderer.
Yeah.
But he said that his dad came from Mexico to Texas, I believe. And he's like, where I live, there are no mountains. But to me, the mountain is my mother. I mean, just and I'm poetic. Like, you know what? Damn.
Don't fuck with him on the mic. You that know what I mean?
Like, beautiful to say there are no mountains, but my mother is the mountain. I was like,
he's built for, I mean, public speaking. He's just he's a master of the words. So it's like even I'll always put myself in the positions of these guys. Like when they'll be like, go ahead and do a thing. And I'll be like, what would I say right now?
Yeah.
And he always like goes, he always like has the one. And I'm always like, I'd be good. I'd be intimidated if I heard someone say that in the room.
Yeah. He really knows. And they spend the rest of their date with some of the Maori people. They have conversations about Jen wanting to really fully embrace her Vietnamese culture now, about her parents and her being raised Buddhist, her wanting to instill that in her family. We then hear confirmation that Devin wants to be a father, which she was a big note to her because she wants to have a family. And then we move to the night portion. He made the toast.
Yep.
Well, he loves a toast. Of course, he loves a toast.
He's like, the toast king.
Let the man toast.
He just wants to talk.
But then we start to hear he's nervous for the first time.
Yeah.
You could tell he was a little on edge and he was going to have his moment of opening up. And he talked about how he grew up in a really tough environment, how his parents had, it seemed like, essentially kind of had a fling. And then his mom got pregnant. Mom dropped out of college. Dad wasn't really around. Him and his mom moved around a lot. And then he talked about something that I don't know if we've had this specific conversation on our screen before, but he talked about how when he was young, he really idolized his dad and his dad wasn't around. And so there's that desire to be like, hey, I want to feel the love and be loved. But he said, I was a tough kid because I was idolizing my dad and it hurt my mom because my mom did so much for me, but she always let me be me and loved me throughout. And now as an adult, he's realized like who his mom is to him. And Jen has that in common too, where Jen's like, she went through all of this with her dad. We find out her dad like didn't even know when her birthday was and didn't want to be a father. And she's had to like cut him off because of, you know, him not accepting certain boundaries that she had. So they have a lot in common. So not only do they seem to really vibe personality wise and almost like friendship foundation wise. It's like I don't necessarily feel the romantic intimacy pulsating, but I do feel a deep friendship foundation here. And then on top of that, we have the big similarities of how they felt growing up.
Yes.
So I wonder with Devin how far he'll go.
Yeah.
Because I still don't quite feel the butterflies on her end. I think he's pretty over the moon about her. He seems to get the big butterflies around her. And I think for her, she likes him. But I wonder if it's more of a friend energy.
I think
he's nice to be around because he's fun to talk to.
A little bit. I think that what's going on is that like she looks at him and goes like possible future husband material. But I need to also, like certain people I feel like don't need as much when it comes to the spark. Yeah. They can just kind of grow into love someone and be like, oh my God, you're amazing and I'm into this. Some people are like, no, I need that like kind of raw thing a little bit.
Well, she keeps talking about fierce.
Exactly.
Ferocious love. Which I love the guys keep talking about. Then they're like, I can give you ferocious love. Yeah. I'm like, stop.
I feel like Sam and Grant give her big like spark, physical, kind of guttural, like, ooh, I want to be near you ferocious, and on you kind of energy. I think he is like, she likes talking to him and being with him. So I think as long as like a Salmon and Grant are there, it'll remind her that she doesn't quite have that with him. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm feeling like she's going, I wish I had the personality feeling and connection that I do with him, with the other guys and vice versa. So we'll see if over time it works, but I agree with you. I'm getting like incredible connection, but not the spark.
Yeah.
Same. That's what I'm getting. I'm not getting the like, I want to just grab you.
He tells her that he's falling for her and that he wants to celebrate her every day.
Mm.
And she gives him a rose.
But she doesn't say it back.
She doesn't say it back.
No. And she didn't say it in the ITMs either. She said she's falling for Sam. So interesting.
We'll see. But an opera singer begins singing from the balcony. Stunning.
Stunning.
You know, I don't like I don't like the typical like pop in with like the uncomfortable serenades, but an opera singer from the balcony with incredible. All those twinkling lights. No, it was gorgeous.
It was incredible.
And we hear Devin say he can't play it cool anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, beforehand. And it was interesting because we had some moments with him when he was talking to the guys where he was like, yeah, we're just barely getting to know her. Why are you guys so like, why are you guys tripping? This is just our time to get to know each other. But now he's got that feeling and he's like, I want it so badly to be me now. So we're going to see how that infiltrates his dynamic on this show. Yes. Is that going to make him hotter with the men?
Yeah.
Now that he's been able to kind of roll off some of the stuff and be like, and laugh it off and deal with it. Is he going to get super, super, you know, combative now? Insecure? We shall see.
Interesting. It'll be interesting.
But then the next day, we don't get a rose ceremony,
no,
family, in this episode because we get a different surprise. Mm-hmm. We find out who this person is who is showing back up for Jen. We didn't know. I thought, was it Blake Moynes, like the internet wondered, you know,
is it
Aaron Erb coming back, you know, to say, never mind, I changed my mind. It they was didn't a accept
random,
me.
It was a random dude.
It was an ex.
But I mean, like random, we have no idea who he is.
No
never
idea.
Been on the show, nothing.
Jesse Palmer is talking to directly into the camera at this point, and they've got like four screens going, and it was art. I loved it. It was like, really yes.
Good. It was like on the ground news. He was like, really, you guys, we interrupt this message to bring you this random guy.
Oh, I was so happy for him. Yeah. It was such a good moment for Jesse. It was like, oh, this is exciting and fun.
I was golfing.
I was in the middle of golfing.
So this better be good.
I was doing great and they really messed up my round.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
This better be worth it. But we find out that a guy from Jen's past has reached out and quote unquote on his own dime, he paid to come here and talk to Jen. Don't know if I believe that part. Over under on did the producers pay to fly him all the way out to New Zealand?
Yeah, I spent $3,000 to get here. You know what I mean? I don't know about
that. And on the way back, too, it's like, oh, so he's going to drop, like, what, you know, $4,500 to $6,500 on the trip.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, ooh, we'll see about that. But this guy walks in, like you said, we don't know him. I immediately told you, I go, he looks like a shorter brunette Sam M.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's got a type.
She's got a type,
She's got a type. We find out he is an ex from 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They only dated for a few months, but he says they're kind of on again, off again.
Sounds like fuck buddy vibes.
A little bit.
Like, it sounds like they hook up when they're both single, they call each other, they hang out, then they maybe date other people for a little bit, and then they hook up again. And they, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like that's kind of, and none of them ever really commit. That's the energy, it sounds like.
That is 100% the energy. And then Jesse's like, we got 10 minutes for the rose ceremony.
Like,
so you better,
as you, ever want. Like, believe
you guys
me,
can really do there's, what you want.
There's as much time as needed.
So he's like, go to her, Matthew, go to her.
Find your love.
And Jen looks genuinely shocked.
I can't read her during this.
You can't read whether she's happy.
I couldn't
happy.
Read whether it's just like a, what are you doing here? Or like a, am I interested kind of, or do I have to play along with? Like, I couldn't read what the vibe was in this. I was a little lost.
I think she's interested, and I only say this because the way that she talks to Sam M, stop, are you kidding me? Like, Sam, she was doing to Matthew. She kept going, Matthew. And she talks that way with Sam M.
Mm.
So I'm like, I think...
It's funny, I was getting more like, what are you doing here? Like, we have fun together, but like, I've known you for 5 years and you could have, at any point in time, we could have committed to this thing, but you're not. And you know what I mean? And I'm not even getting the fact like she wanted to, and then he wouldn't. I'm getting like, they never really breached
this conversation.
They would talk about it every once in a while and laugh it off and then go out to eat and have a good time.
Well,
you know what I mean? I'm getting like, they never were that serious.
Well, and he tells her, well, they said they, I think they only dated for like 3 or 4 months.
Exactly.
But then he says, hey, I came from Colombia because we were supposed to, I guess they were supposed to be on a trip together. I left directly from Colombia, didn't go to the two weddings.
Right.
Blew off the weddings.
They have friends. They were going to go together to a wedding kind of thing.
Well, but I'm just saying, what's interesting is it's like, okay, okay, so they're, this is like a recent person that she's with a lot. If they were going to go to Colombia together at that time, like that week, this is someone who like she does have at least a good friendship with.
Exactly.
And he was like, hey, my feelings for you are strong. I want a chance. She's like, are you really ready to get engaged? She clarifies he's not the toxic ex that she's been talking about. Right. But they had dated a little bit, and in the past few months they've reconnected as friends. She says it's coming out of nowhere, like you're saying. And he said, let's be honest, the past few months have felt different. And she said, you could have told me this before I left to go on the show. You're declaring you're like in love with me now, but you could have told me this months ago. And he's like, well, I did, but I didn't say it as grandly. Which to me was a question mark. I was like, did this man, was she not wanting to get into it on camera and be like, yes, you declared your love and I shut you down and now I went on the show?
I'll make my
Or is he, again, Sam M energy where he's like, well, I did kind of, just not as grandly. And his version of not as grandly is him being like, you want to hang out on Saturday?
Exactly. Here's my prediction.
Like, that's the vibe I get.
My
more.
Prediction, he's here for the wrong reasons.
100% he's here for the wrong reasons.
He's here for a moment. He's here for the followers. He's here to maybe meet other girls online once this goes big. 100%. And then the producers really love this. And she's like, maybe.
He is 1,000% here for the wrong reasons.
But he's not giving
reasons.
That he's like madly in love with her. He's giving like...
A man who shows...
Oh, I don't want you to be kind of like... all like swooped up with another guy now.
Man who has opportunity after opportunity with you.
Exactly.
And then shows up when you're on a TV show and makes some grand entrance and is like, I didn't go to the weddings and da 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 da. And then also is like, yeah, I'm down to join. Is like, he wants to be on the show.
And one thing I will
say. He wants to join the cast. He wants to be one of the men. He wants to go on Bachelor in Paradise. Run for the hills. He is here for the wrong reasons. He literally says, I love you.
Yeah,
exactly. And she's like, Matthew.
Yeah. And I'm here for it.
I'm here for
it. I'm here for it 100%. I'm so excited that she didn't cut him right away because that's what they always do. You know, there was like leave. You know, someone comes back from the show after they get cut and they're like, please. And they're like, no. And then they buy it. It's a whole like kind of nothing drama. This is now he's like moving in. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
The guys are going to freak out.
They're going to lose.
Thomas is going to be like, no.
They're gonna lose their shit because what she says too, and what we brought up last week when we were guessing who it could be, when we said, is it an ex? She says, here's the bottom line, Matthew does know me better than these guys.
Exactly. Love it.
So he's gonna come in, he knows her better. She's like, but the guys are gonna be upset. And from what we've seen, again, this could be the show baiting us. We get then the preview for next week where we see him in a tux, which he definitely was supposed to wear to the wedding, and he just had it in his bag. Or this man wanted to go on the show and he literally packed a tux.
Yes.
Okay. With him. And so it looks like she's telling the men, hey, my ex is here. He wants to join. There's a potential, let's be real, that he's waiting in the wings. She tells the guys, my ex is coming. And then the guys convince her via conversation with her to not let him come on. And she's like, never mind. And he never shows up. But I hope and pray that this man legitimately joins the cast. Mm-hmm. Like, please, God, please, that he legitimately is on the show.
Yes.
That is everything.
Love it. I'm here for it.
I'm please so here for
keep
it.
Keep the bends in the road coming.
He also, there's two parts of him that are happening. One, he looks kind of like a deer in headlights when he first saw Jesse because he's not used to these cameras yet. But the part two is that the dude turned it on quick with her. There's cameras there. He's never been on TV before. And he right away is just like, I bailed on the weddings. I love you. And I'm like, oh no, we've got a player in our midst. Like he is joining this cast. He is ready.
Sam M's going to lose his mind.
Oh, this cannot might wait. Be, I wonder if this will be.
The explosion.
What if.
This is going to rub a lot of the guys wrong way. I could totally see some of the guys being like, you know what? I'm out of here. You're not taking this serious.
What are your thoughts on like a lead bringing in someone? If you're one of the people.
I'd be tweaked because I'd be a little bit like, you jumped into this experience for this. Giving people you already know the option feels, I mean, listen, I'm just telling you my opinion. I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong. She has every right to do whatever the hell she wants. My thing is just how I'd feel if I was a guy like really fighting in there. You know, and I was a guy who was like, not if I'm like a random, not like if I'm a guy already on the way out, but like, if I'm a guy that's like developing a seriously strong connection, and I'm, let's say top three, I'm Devin, Grant, Sam, I would be tweaked because I'd be like, wait, we're really going somewhere. And then you give some like dude that you know another chance. Mm-hmm. It's feeling like you don't really like me that much. I would have to fight that feeling.
I would feel intimidated if I was one of the guys because I'm like, great, she has a history with this guy and now he's showing up. But I'm a little bit like, sometimes when people, like the audience gets upset at leads for like bringing someone back or letting someone new join, I'm like, dude, it's all fair game.
It's absolutely fair game.
The end of this is trying to find love. So if I'm a lead, if I wanted to bring someone back, I'd bring someone back. I'm like, well, I'm literally planning on getting engaged at the end of this. And if I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't know if any of these guys are going to be my my future husband, maybe I bring in an ex who I'm like, oh, he's declared his love for me. At least I know that I liked him. I could leave with this person.
Totally.
I don't know. I
think it's all fair game. I just would tell you that's how I'd feel.
No, I would be intimidated if I was a guy. I would never let her see me sweat. I would never go to her and be like,
never.
Oh, why would you do this?
No, you'd never.
I would try to befriend him and I'd try to get as much information about Jen from him as possible. How'd you guys meet? What does she love? Like, I would try
be like, you know, to be honest with you, I think you gotta absolutely make sure that, you know, you're choosing the right person. So I think it's great.
I would try to befriend Matthew immediately because I'm like, they're still friends because they're still like hanging out. So I need him to like me so that if she says, Matthew, never mind, you're out. He then can say, he can say, hey, I really liked Jess. Mm-hmm. Jess seemed like a good person. Mm-hmm. Like, give me something. 100%. Like, befriend.
You have to be strategic. You cannot take this personal.
You cannot come for this man because he still has a relationship with Jen. 100%. You cannot come for him. And I fear in the best way that a lot of these guys are going to be coming for us.
Emotionally mature enough to handle it. They're going to freak the fuck out.
Even though if I was one of the guys, I'd be like, you're obviously here for fame, dude. Like, read you like a book.
They're going to freak out. All the guys that freak out over the every little thing are going to lose their mind.
Yeah. The ultimate disrespect.
Respect me.
Well, I cannot wait.
Yeah, great season. Wow.
Great season. What a cliffhanger. So much drama.
They really did a good job.
I love this so much. And I'm going to miss our leather jacket king. But hopefully we see him.
Because now we have Devin drama. We have Sam drama. Now we have this Matthew drama. It's like drama stacked on.
Thomas is still here. Intermingling dramas. Thomas
is still pissed.
Jonathan is now. We're seeing that Jonathan can get hot too. So Jonathan might become someone who starts to get pissed with people too. Austin was getting annoyed.
Usually by now, stuff starts to die down a little bit. No. It's going higher. It's going higher. Love it. I'm excited. Can't wait for next week.
I'm so excited. Well, family, we love you. We will see you next week. By the way, if you did not check out our episode last week about friendship drama, you definitely should.
It was really good. You guys,
I loved that episode, and the family sent us some like really amazing / difficult voicemails. Mm-hmm. So check that out from last week if you haven't. But also then join us next week for another recap and also next week, a special Friday episode. I'm very excited for next Friday's episode. We promise you're going to love it. And, have a beautiful week.
Mwah. Mwah, bye. Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.